Hello, everybody. This is Jason Peebles, the president of World Outreach, and this is another victory video designed to strengthen and encourage your walk in Christ. In a moment, I want to look at a powerful principle from God's Word that I call reprogramming your self-image and how important that is to your future and your destiny. Before we do that, though, let me just say thank you to those of you who support one of our missionary families. You know, we're the home office for hundreds of missionaries all over the world, but none of them can do what they do without the prayer cover and support of their friends. So thank you for supporting your missionary. And hey, by the way, if you're a missionary watching this and you're in need of a dependable home office, then you have found the right place. Simply go to our website, click on the missionary agency section, and all the details are there. All the tools that we provide for our missionaries and how we can help you. All right, let's turn our attention now to the Word of God and this principle of reprogramming your self-image. You know, if we had time, we'd go to the book of Genesis chapter 1. I'll just refer to it, where it says that we are created in the image of God, after His likeness. And then it goes on to say that we were created to have dominion. So when you understand who you are in God, who you are in Christ, then you are postured for a life of victory and dominion. The problem is, as we all know in Genesis, Adam and Eve fell into sin, and that created problems for the rest of history. But thank God, through Jesus Christ, we can be restored back to the image and the likeness of God by the indwelling Holy Spirit. Let me share with you a passage quickly from Ephesians where Paul is praying for us to be strengthened in the inner man. Now, when we talk about the inner man, we're talking about the soulish realm. That would be the mind, the will, the emotions, your thought life. Everything on the inside would be called the inner man. And how you conduct yourself on the inside is what you're going to get on the outside. And boy, this really relates to your self-image and how you see yourself and how you end up conducting yourself on the outside. He says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16, he says, I pray that He, God, would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened, listen, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man. I love that passage because it talks about the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen, to rebuild, to renew, to recharge our inner man. Now let's talk about what modern terminology would be, and that is self-image. The Bible doesn't really talk about self-image. The Bible talks about putting on the new man, the inner man. But you know the modern lingo that I think we're all familiar with, and that would be self-image. Your self-image is so important in what you get out of life. Unfortunately, a lot of people are raised in an environment where they're told they're no good, you'll never amount to anything, you're never going to have anything, you're going to end up like Uncle Bob who's in prison or whoever. And so this mentality of always being, I'm not good enough, I can't measure up, I can't do it, I'm dumb, I'm stupid. People are raised in that kind of environment and they hear it. And so they go through life with this sense or this feeling that I can never produce. I can never amount to anything. Sometimes we go through failures and we disappoint ourselves and we let those failures actually be the guiding force in our life where in Christ we can overcome that. Failure need not be permanent in Christ. Thank God for His mercy and His grace. Now, let me draw an illustration from my flying experience. I'm a pilot. I've got an instrument rating, a twin engine rating, and I have flown across the United States many times. I've flown out of the country. And so I know about autopilots. And every plane that's worth its salt has a good autopilot. In fact, some of the planes, as you get into the jets, that's a no-go item, what you would call a no-go item. If your autopilot isn't functioning, then you're going to get that fixed before you go. In the smaller planes, you might be able to go and fly it manually or by hand, but as you get into the higher performance aircraft, that autopilot really is very important for safety. So the autopilot operates off of latitude and longitude, GPS. I think most of us these days are familiar with GPS. And so when you program in where you are, watch this, where you are, and you program it where you want to go. You program where you are, and then you create a plan, a flying plan, where you want to go. And as soon as you engage that autopilot, That plane will begin to turn on its own, and it's going to follow the inputs that have been given to it, and it's going to fly to that destination. Now, I want you to relate this to your self-image. The self-image, the programmings that you have on the inside will navigate your life. And sometimes it happens even when you're not conscious or aware of it. It's like, why am I always failing? Why am I always attracted to the wrong kind of person? Why am I always ending up in the wrong relationship? And you need to understand that there's this subconscious realm, what the Bible calls the heart realm, where all these programmings reside. And so sometimes we are on a pattern or a course, a destiny, and we go like, I don't know why this is happening to me. Well, thank God, through Jesus Christ, we can be strengthened, watch this, by the Holy Spirit. We can be reprogrammed so that we can fly the course that God wants for us. What does God want for you? God wants you to have victory. He wants you to have dominion. He wants you to enjoy life and not always feel like you're never measuring up and you're no good. He wants you to find fulfillment, and that can only be found through Jesus Christ. So, I would encourage you, before we go to this next passage, I would encourage you to start praying Paul's prayer in Ephesians chapter 3. I just read a small portion of it. Let me read it again, verse 16. Chapter 3, verse 16, Paul says, I pray that God would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. So you begin to pray that for yourself every day and for those that are around you that you love and you care for. And you begin to pray that the Holy Spirit would begin to strengthen them, rebuild them, renew you, strengthen you, and reprogram you based on who you are in Christ. Don't miss that. Who you are in Christ. You need to begin to develop an identity that my identity is not based on what my mom said or my dad said or a coach, a misguided coach said, or this failure in my life keeps saying to me. I'm going to build my life on what God says about me and on who I am in Jesus Christ. And before we leave this book of Ephesians, let me give you a little project to do. The phrase in Christ, in Him, in whom, all the variations of in Christ, in Him, in whom. If you'll just take a pen and start in Ephesians chapter 1 and go through all the chapters, there's only 6 chapters in Ephesians, and every time you see those phrases, in Him, in whom, in Christ, according to Christ, you mark those passages because that's telling you who you are. That's your true identity. And sometimes we're so familiar with this other identity that life has dealt to us, and we forget about who we are in God and in Jesus Christ. And when we have that likeness, back to Genesis, when we have that likeness and that image of who we are according to God's plan, then we're set up to have dominion in life. One other passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, the Apostle Paul gives us a key to this. He says in chapter 10, beginning with verse 3, he says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. So, if you haven't realized it by now, there's a warfare taking place, and the main battleground of this warfare is right up here in the mental realm, our thought life. He goes on to say in verse 4, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Now, where are those strongholds? He tells us in a moment that those strongholds are right up here in our mind, our thinking. So what kind of strongholds would you be pulling down? You'd be pulling down what somebody labeled you in the past. You'd be pulling down what some failure experience is labeling you in the past. And so there is this part of the warfare where we have to pull down the negative and let God rebuild the positive of who we are in Christ in our lives. Before we go any further, let me just take a moment to mention this. We have a lot of free Bible study tools on our website. And we've got one that relates to this subject. It's called Discovering Who You Are in Christ. Let me encourage you to go to our website, go to the free Bible study section, click on the study guides. There's a section called study guides, and find this one on Discovering Who You Are in Christ. Print it out absolutely free. It'll revolutionize your life. It ties right into this subject. Also, in our free Bible study section on the website, we have over 6 hours of audio teaching on this subject. I'm just hitting the highlights. There's 6 hours of teaching on reprogramming your self-image. It's absolutely free. So you can download it, or you can listen live. For instance, if you're connected to Wi-Fi, you can stream it through your telephone, through your computer, and listen to this subject of reprogramming your self-image. Simply go to the audio section, find the one on reprogramming your self-image. It'll be an absolute blessing to you. All right, let's finish this up. He says in verse 5, he goes on and talks about the warfare. He says, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So there's this part of pulling down the strongholds, casting down things that rise up against, contrary to the knowledge of God. Let's use an example. What would that be? Well, if on the inside your feelings are telling you, I'm no good, I failed and I'm a loser, I'll never measure up, I'll never have anything in life, God can't love me, I'm too bad, on and on you go. That's knowledge that's against what God is saying about you. And so what you have to do is pull that down, ignore your feelings, and go with faith. Go with what God is saying. God says that you're more than a conqueror. All right, let's say you made a mistake and failed in the past. Disappointed yourself and disappointed a bunch of other people. You know what? In Jesus Christ, there's forgiveness. There's restoration. And so you simply say, I've repented. I've committed that to God, and I'm leaving it there. By the blood of Jesus, I am cleansed. And you move on in faith. And so you've got to pull down the negative and hold on to what God says about you in Christ. He goes on to say, bringing every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And so this idea of reprogramming your self-image is so important, where you pull down the negative and you hold on to what God says about you in Christ. And you know what? Back to the autopilot illustration, your life will begin to move in a whole new direction. You know, if you let the programmings dictate where you're going to go, how you feel, what somebody said about you, a past experience that you know that you let yourself down, let others down, or a spouse or somebody said something about you over and over and over, you're no good, you're ugly, you're this, you're that. I mean, the devil will just come at you. You've got to pull that down by faith and believe what God says about you. That's why it's so important for you to use these tools I've mentioned and go through the book of Ephesians and underline everywhere it says, in Christ, in Him, in whom. That's your true identity. Let that program your life. And that autopilot, you'll begin to turn and move in that direction. God's got a bright future for you. Well, I trust that this study has been a blessing to you and encouragement. I want to remind you to starve your doubts, feed your faith, and follow God's plan for your life.